Actually, it's quite fascinating. The vessel, because it was a brand new ship and it had a variable pitch wheels, controllable pitch, so it doesn't have a reduction gear. You don't go from forward or reverse with a lever. It actually just changed the propeller pitch, like a helicopter, so you can go forward to reverse instantaneously. And so you can control your thrust and your speed, but you can control the RPMs and the pitch. The bottom line was, we could go at very, very slow speed in towing. So we were hired by John Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory, and we were a test bed to test equipment used for detecting Russian submarines and using very, very sophisticated equipment. And so that was my first job, was doing that. We would go as far as Galway Bay in Ireland, and eventually this equipment was a whole fleet of vessels were created. They're called TAGS, TAGS. Have you heard of them?
I don't think so.
TAGS and TAGOS, a TAGOS vessel. TAGOS vessels, and these ships were designed specifically to set up to work in the Baltic Sea to track Russian submarines coming out of the Baltic.
So the company you're working for is contracted by the government.
That's
to
correct,
do
yeah.
this sort of survey.
Applied Physics Laboratory.
Wow.
Even though they are an oil business, oil field supply boat, offshore supply boats, but we were a very sophisticated piece of equipment, so we were hired by the government. So that was my first job.
So just so you might have mentioned this already, so this equipment typically is used to scout oil reservoirs, but it's being used to track subs.
Well, we offshore supply vessel, they're approximately 210 to 220 feet long, and they're usually have two big 16-cylinder EMD electromotive diesel engines, and they have a long deck with a lot of tank space below decks for fuel. So it's used in the offshore supply boats are used in oil exploration. They support oil exploration. The big semi-submersibles that you see, or they tow the semi-submersible, they'll set the anchors, the mooring system. After the mooring system is set, then they will start supplying the oil business. So that's what these boats are. They're offshore supply vessels, and that's where I started. And one of the reasons why I went there also was because the 1979, the business things weren't that great in the American Merchant Marine. So you go where there are jobs, and so the oil field was a good way in for me.
So you made trips out up towards Ireland and the North Sea, I guess, or
yeah, we did in testing the equipment. But that was just a small job. That's just where I started.